Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you are listening to Culture Builders number 111, See and Feel Through People. So over the last month, I've done a dozen culture surveys with various teams, getting the feedback from players on various aspects of the program. And two of the questions I ask players are this: what do you enjoy the most about your team, and what do you enjoy the least? And for every team, the most common answer is the same. They enjoy each other. They enjoy supporting each other. They enjoy caring about each other. And they don't enjoy the selfish attitudes. When they're not enjoying their team, it's because of each other. So how do we combat selfishness? We combat it with empathy. We need to feel what others are feeling. The challenge here is that our society doesn't ask or challenge people to see things from another perspective. And this is the case more so than ever. We have just given people the freedom to share whatever is on their mind through social media, and they never have to listen to another person or consider their feelings. So we struggle with empathy and understanding more than ever, and thus we have more and more selfish people. We don't build empathy, though, by telling people to be less selfish. We don't build empathy by telling them to stop thinking of themselves. When we do that, we're just calling them out. Instead, we need to call them up. And we do that by asking people to think of how another person feels. We need to be prompting them to consider the struggles and the challenge the other person is currently facing. Can we help them to see through the other person's eyes? Can we help them to try and experience what they're feeling? That's what empathy is. A creative way to do this is to take film, for instance, of a player's poor body language in a game and focus not so much on their poor body language or something maybe they said, but on the body language and facial expressions of that teammate's response. How do their teammates or their team respond to their outburst? How do their team respond to their harsh criticism? Even better way of doing this is to find those moments where they have positive body language and they're encouraging and they're vocal and they're bringing energy. And not just focus on showing them what they were doing that moment and praising that, but show them how their teammates and their team responded to that positivity, to their body language, to their energy. At the core of every bad team culture is selfishness. At the core of every great team culture is selflessness. We have to be intentional. Just one simple way to find moments to help players become more and more selfless. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you enjoyed it, please be sure to share it with some other coaches out there.